Everybody keeps saying how fast time is flying by. They say that there just was not enough time between Thanksgiving and Christmas to get ready. But here we are, ready or not, at the stable. Now, some of the others here with us were guided here by a star, or angels, or curiosity. Or maybe they heard the commotion of a baby being born, and they heard the animals commenting on the strangers in their midst, and they just stopped by to see what was going on. None of the others that we join at the stable tonight knew that they had to get ready for anything. They did not have to buy a Christmas tree or a wreath. They didn't have to worry about, do the lights from last year still work? Probably not. They didn't have to deal with tinsel and a new puppy or cute figures of Santa Claus. You know, those ones you can now buy. They're like this high. They didn't have to watch any Christmas movies. They did not have to fulfill the expectations of others around their table who would be disappointed if certain dishes were not served or if all the traditional rituals were not followed. And they were not at the mall last night. I know this because I saw some of you there. They did not have to be ready. Jesus appeared among them on an utterly normal day while they were doing their everyday tasks. And he appeared among them as a baby. Babies are born all the time. And a mere handful of people knew that this baby was going to be born. His birth was just a tiny blip on the radar screen. Nobody knew that they were supposed to be ready. The stories of the coming of the Messiah, the one who would come to save God's people from their sin, were just stories. They'd been around for a really long time. The prophecies of Emmanuel, God with us, had been around for so long that the kings and their palaces and the rich and the powerful had buried those stories away. They were sleeping soundly that night. But the shepherds, the poorest of the poor, the men and women who lived on the margins, those dirty, untrustworthy, flea-ridden, thieving shepherds, they remembered the stories. When the angels broke into their nighttime reverie, they listened, they believed, and they followed the angels' call to discover the baby, the one who was God incarnate, man divine. They weren't ready, but they got ready. They got ready fast. And then as soon as they could, they told the story to anybody who would listen to them. I always kind of wish Luke had told us a little more about what happened to those shepherds. I imagine that their lives were forever changed by what they heard and saw. They could talk to each other about it, about what they saw that night, but I wonder if perhaps some of them were still on the hillsides outside of Jerusalem 33 years later. They may not have known to be ready for that child's birth, but from that moment on, they must have known to be ready for God breaking into their lives, because if it happened that one miraculous time, it could happen at any time, in any place, under any circumstances, to anyone. It's kind of fun to get ready for Christmas. Is it kind of fun? Maybe nobody's going, yeah, it's really fun. It's some work. But we get ready. But truthfully, Christmas is not about being ready for this one night. Christmas is about being ready for what happens next. Being ready to be open to the overwhelming love that God pours into all of creation and God pours into each one of us. Being ready to see glimpses of the light of Christ that shines in the darkness of the world, that light that will never be extinguished. Christmas is about being ready to be surprised, because once we've seen that baby in the manger, we will never be the same again. And we can never really be sure about where God will appear again. If God chose a filthy shed in the back of an inn in a small town, we will never be sure of what lengths God will go to in God's wild and unpredictable pursuit of humankind. If God's holiness and power and majesty were present in this deeply poor family, then there is no place so awful, so lonely, no place so human, so earthbound, that God's holiness will not enter in. There is no sorrow, no brokenness, no disappointment, no betrayal. There is no place where humanity is at its very worst that God is not there too. Opening our hearts, sometimes breaking them, but then recreating them into something new. It is when we least expect it, when we're not ready, that God comes most fully into our lives. When we suffer, God suffers, and God's love becomes part of us in our fullness. The child is born in the night, watched over by an exhausted mother, an astonished father, and the gathered shepherds, and nothing was ever the same again. For all of us, for the believers, for the non-believers, and for those who believe sometimes and don't believe other times, nothing is ever the same again. For we wonder, we see, we feel in this moment, is it possible? Is it possible that is what has been born here is the hope of the world? We were not ready. How could we ever be ready? Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, O Son of the Most High, Prince of Peace, be born again into our world. Wherever there is war, wherever there is pain, wherever there is loneliness, wherever there is no hope, come, O long-expected one, with healing in your wings. Holy Child, whom the shepherds and the magi and the beasts adored, be born again. Wherever there is boredom, wherever there is fear of failure, wherever there is temptation too strong to resist, wherever there is bitterness of heart, come, O Blessed One, with healing in your wings. Savior, be born in each of us as we raise our faces to your face, not knowing fully who we are or who you are, knowing only that your love is beyond our knowing, and that no other has the power to make us whole. Come, Lord Jesus. To each who longs for you, even if we have forgotten your name, come quickly. We are ready.